Is there anything that you discovered when putting this book together that you just didn't expect to find or was really surprising to you?
One of the most overlooked elements was the African-American involvement. People think very much of music like bluegrass as very much European origins music. But really, it was the mixing of the European and the African traditions that gave the Appalachian music its unique sound. And many of the well-known musicians from Doc Watson to Bill Monroe had African-American mentors that they really looked to influence their music and that even helped them on their way. And at the time of the Revolutionary War, 50% of the fiddlers in the South were African-American. And it was really the recording industry when it came along that divided the music up into, hillbilly music and race records, as it was called. Mm. And it was the recording industry and the sort of forces of commercialism that decided, no, that's music from that community and that's music from that community. There was a time when it was much more integrated. And in fact, we have a version of the song Black is the Colour, which comes from Scotland, travelled all the way to the Appalachians. And the version we play sounds very much like it's been in and out of the African-American tradition because it's picked up a lot of bluesy notes and bluesy sounds. And certainly a lot of this influence came into the music, and it's probably been overlooked, along with the origins of the banjo, of course, which came from Africa. But there were loads and loads and loads of surprises in there and little lovely little nuggets of information that we had to eventually stop collecting them and actually sit down and write the book, because it's such a fascinating area that you can keep in collecting mode for a long time. And indeed, a lot of what we did in the book was to share the voices and the wisdoms of a lot of people who have spent their lives collecting songs, like Gene Ritchie, who we recently lost, and likewise Pete Seeger, Gene Redpath.
You did get to speak to some really interesting people, and it's also interesting to notice that people like Roseanne Cash and Dolly Parton and people that we think of as commercial country music artists actually weighed in on this tradition and talked about how important it is.
And it's part of who they are as well. It's part of their DNA. And really, you don't have to look too hard or listen too hard to hear the roots of their music. And I think sometimes as musicians become more mature within their own careers, they really want people to see where it all comes from. And, no one really represents that arc from the old traditions of the Southern Appalachians, having come from this wonderful tradition, the European balladry tradition, and the arc between that and becoming an international music star, as Dolly Parton has. It's a very interesting journey to follow the music in just the most recent decades.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. Yeah. One thing I'll throw in here, which you can say is right or not, I don't know, because, here at WDAV and on this program, we play so much Baroque music. I feel like some of the origins, when you go back in the book and talk about the troubadours and the south of France and the type of music that was happening in the pre-Dark Ages, that, the music that came to the Appalachians is born out of that. But I think some of this Baroque music that we're listening to on this show is also born out of that tradition.
Absolutely. I mean, there's this sense of a tapestry. We were very keen to make sure that we wrote about the music, not as some, as I said before, some linear journey, but something that was influenced by many other things and went on to influence many other things. I think there was a time back then when really what we think of as classical music and folk music were all the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so there would be many, many indigenous musical influences woven through that. But it is this wonderful woven texture, and that's what makes it fantastic, I think, and also particularly when you think, it's against this backdrop of really very painful eras of emigration and transportation, displacement of Scots, Irish, African American, Native American, that through it all this wonderful woven musical narrative emerges, and that's what's really beautiful about it.
Fiona Ritchie, thank you for coming in and talking to us about this really interesting topic.
Thank you. I'm delighted to do it. And it's lovely to be here in the, one of the heartlands of this story and to share it with your listeners. So thanks. And thanks to all the listeners of WDAV for all the fabulous support of public radio. We really appreciate it.